Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Amber and Nigel presents is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll. Rock and roll.
All right, Jerry. Jerry Lopez filling in for Hammer. I'm Nigel. You know how to play Is This Anything, right? I don't need to explain myself.
Yes, sir.
Reacting to the fallout of the bridge collapse in Baltimore, a security specialist says the last thing you'd want to do if your car is submerged in water is to start filming yourself. Trust me, that's the last thing I'd be doing if I fell into a, if my submerged. There's some people that can get some clicks. Hey,
make a damn good TikTok.
Here is Bill. His name is Bill Stanton, giving his advice on what to do and what not to do to prepare for being in a submerged vehicle.
We live in a society now when what's the first, anytime there's an emergency, what's the first thing people do? They take out their cell phone and they want to film it. No. Do these dress rehearsals in your mind. I call them fire drills for life. Listen, we have so many things that come up, active shooters, plane emergencies. This is another one to add to the list. Just spend a couple of dollars. That makes sense. Have that seatbelt cutter. Have that glass break. You know, sway yourself away. So God forbid this happens, you're good to go.
I didn't know Peter Griffin from Family Guy security expert. Do you have anything like that in your vehicle?
So this is a true story. I used to have a phobia of like running off the road into those retention ponds that are on the side of the...
My mom got
me one of those... It's like a handheld thing that has the thing you can hit the windshield on. I don't know where it's at.
It kind of looks like a hammer, or and it's got like a metal cylindrical point to it, and it's very sharp, and all you have to do is hit your window.
And in the middle is like divots to cut your seatbelt.
To cut the seatbelt.
I don't know where it's at anymore. But I mean, I guess I could have just put that in my car, honestly, now that I think about it.
So the last thing you do is start filming for some...
I don't know, man. It depends.
That's one of my worst fears, too, being trapped in a car, submerged.
If I can come up with a good dance and put on TikTok, I might record it first.
Before the water.
In 4 years, your son's doing my dance.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a lake or a creek right by where I drive a lot in Zionsville, right next to the Zionsville golf course. Turkey Foot Road? I forget what it is, but I'm like, it's in the winter when it's icy.
Oh man,
I drive so like a 25-year-old grandma driving next to, you know,
people drown in those, and they're only like 6 feet. People drown all the time. They're not deep,
especially if you somehow wreck and you get turned over.
Yeah.
A guy in Georgia stole a front loader. You know what I'm talking about? Like one of these big earth movers with a bucket on front.
Gotcha.
You know, these big things. This guy stole one. The cops had no way to stop him. And then an employee at the same business jumped into a second front loader, chased him down, used a bucket on the front to flip him. Here's the body cam audio of one of the officers.
Stop. 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 Hey, stop.
There's no way of stopping this vehicle. He's going to go on the main road.
So grab your machine. What is it? One of those things? How fast is it?
They can get up probably about 30.
Okay, grab that. Quick.
Keep him up. Hey, flip it. If you can flip it.
That's amazing. That dude's a hero. Is this anything?
Man, that is that guy's best day ever. That is awesome. The cop is like, flip that car.
But I love how, at the beginning, the guy, he's telling the criminal that stole the front loader, stop.
I said, man, I can't do anything.
Stop.
Hey, how fast that puppy go? It can go up to 30. Go get it. Flip it.
That is incredible. I would like to see if I could find some actual footage of that. I was running behind today. I didn't actually see any footage, but that's incredible. That guy is a hero. Stop. Like he was almost asking a question to the guy that was running away in a
sitting next to this guy at the bar who tells you this story that he did.
That's what I did today. A guy who takes random dog and cat videos and puts them to music has done it again. This time, you'll like this one, Allison. This time he's mixed in a French bulldog named Walter singing to Ryan Gosling's song from Barbie, I'm Just Ken.
I'm just Ken. Anywhere else I've been. Destiny to live and die in life.
It's pretty good. Allison, is this anything?
This is something, yes. French bulldog singing to Barbie.
Are you? Do you own any pets? Are you a pet guy?
I do have a pet. What do you got? Dog. Yeah. German Shepherd.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine if your German Shepherd sound like that?
I'd give it away. If my dog starts singing to I Am Ken, it's out of the house.
A study found two back-to-back nights of bad sleep makes us feel more than 4 years older than we really are, but a full month of perfect sleep can make you feel 5 years younger than your actual age. Do you buy this? Is this anything?
I mean, I believe that two back-to-back nights make you feel like crap.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about that. Allison, even, like, who gets a month of perfect sleep? I don't even know. What does perfect sleep mean?
Yeah, like 8 hours? 8 hours uninterrupted?
You have kids. I got kids. We're not getting perfect sleep. It doesn't.
Oh, man. Here's what happened. Here's my routine. And especially if I'm stay up late, I have a few drinks. Put the CPAP machine on when I go to bed. My wife won't let me sleep without it. Because I snore.
Hardware. Yeah, I snore too. Yeah. I'm not getting one. If I get one, it's just to choke myself out with the tube.
It's happened before the electricity goes out in the middle of the night.
So your wife is sleeping next to Darth Vader?
Yeah, right. She needs an award being married to me. It looks like I've got the alien stuck to my face from like with the thing down my throat. That's what it looks like. And
pictures or it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. And so. But the alarm just goes off at 6 o'clock in the morning and the kids got to school, breakfast, teeth brushed. My wife has to go to work. I go back to bed for an hour. That's what I do. And I feel after that extra hour, like from 8 to 9:15, I feel like a superhero.
Really? I feel worse when awesome. I try to go back to sleep.
But it's not like I'm taking a nap. Yeah, sometimes you take a nap in the middle of the afternoon on a weekend.
Should've and just got up. Just,
yeah. But no, man, that extra hour of sleep, I'm fortunate that the schedule allows me to do that. My wife just hates me for it. She thinks I'm a lazy piece of garbage.
I work from home, trust me. I worked.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.